Well, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a program about South Dakota agriculture. All of you who make it go, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. My dad played the accordion. Mother played the piano and organ. Mother was really good. My dad, well, I think his accordion prowess was summed up one time by Ab Valley, his best friend who managed the elevator in Reliance. Ab said, "Henry, a true gentleman is somebody that can play the accordion but doesn't." Kind of like my guitar playing, but that's another story. Now, you're not going to listen to music at the Growing On 2012 Part 2 sessions next week, but you will learn a whole lot about state-of-the-art farming practices from Kevin Kimberly. Monday, the 13th, Growing On is going to be at the Watertown Event Center. Tuesday and Wednesday, the 14th and 15th, at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. Growing On will wrap up on Thursday, the 16th, at Dakota Event Center in Aberdeen. All sessions run from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Lunch will be served. There's no charge. To attend, all you got to do is call the office, 334 40100, or go online, sdcorn.org. By the way, the February 15th session in Sioux Falls will be devoted entirely to no-till and strip-till farming practices. Those topics will be discussed in the other sessions while focusing on normal-till farmland. Over the past couple of weeks, I've had listeners to the program comment on my true environmentalist numbers in one of my corn comments, and yes, they're accurate. Astounding but accurate. For example, in the next 40 years, farmers will need to help produce more food than in the previous 10,000 years combined. That's a huge charge to our food producers. I'll guarantee you, they're up to the task, and they'll do so with a continued regard for our natural resources and environment. In fact, as I speak, today's farmers growing five times more corn than they did in the 1930s are doing that on 29% less land, using less fertilizer and water per bushel, and a whole lot less emissions per bushel. No industry profession is better at what they do than our farmers and ranchers. It's as simple as that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, you stay safe, and thanks for what you do.